If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of early break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
From all reports I saw, it sounds like it was an incredible day at Ruhlman's Steakhouse for Father's Day brunch yesterday. Anybody go and chime in 402-464-5685. Texas, did you go to Ruhlman's for brunch? Because Phil's report seemed like it was an amazing day then, which I have no reason to doubt.
You knew
doubt
it was
that.
Coming. Yeah. You knew it was coming. Yeah. Preparation. Oh, Phil.
I texted Phil, I believe, on Thursday, saying, hey, what's the status? He's like, we only have a couple openings from 1 to 2. It was packed.
That's
from
it.
10 to 1, no room, and then from 1 to 2 at one point Thursday, there was some seats available, so I'm sure they got full. But.
Great. Great job.
And incredible.
And we're out there in what, less
next,
than two
next
weeks?
Wednesday. Not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Wait.
No, 9 days away
from week
our,
from Wednesday.
We're going to have the cutoff was 72. We're at 104.
You know that?
Yeah.
The cutoff.
Well, Phil says his biggest thing he's concerned about is also that people will show up like, you know, I signed up, because there's a little bit of a, it was the first time it's ever been done. So there was a call-in system, then there was an online system.
Right.
A lot of things. So there was no error by anyone. So Phil's prepared. Don't worry about Phil.
It will be prepared.
The last thing, you know, sometimes you wake up, you're worried about some things. When's the last thing you'll go, well, my main concern today is Phil Ruhlman. Never. He's got it.
Ruhlman's closed today and tomorrow open Wednesday.
Okay, not open on Tuesday.
They're closed Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday through Sunday is their hours of operation, and they do very well out there in Ashley. If you have not been, please stop by. Wonderful steak options. The cookie skillet, which Bill has raved about since he ever had it, which and rightfully so.
Had it with the Swigerts. Yeah, it was incredible. I said, Phil, I'm sorry that I kind of opened that can of worms. He goes, they've given out over 1,100 skillets.
The can of worms being what?
1,100 skillets.
The can of worms.
It's free. All I have to do is mention the stool, and they get a free dessert. And Phil says that he goes, it's fine. It's well worth it.
It's worked out well for them.
Yes.
Ruhlman Steakhouse, just in between Lincoln and Omaha on
Ashland.
Highway 6.
South side.
In Ashland, yes.
It's south side of the road, right?
Beautiful building. Beautiful building. This weekend, we've talked to the show that when the U.S. Open is like 10 under par, 12 under par, it's not a U.S. Open.
No.
We like carnage. Oakmont delivered carnage. It took until the very last hole to get the winner was under par. J.J. Spahn, relatively unknown American golfer, age 34, did finish second to Rory McIlroy in the Players' Championship back in March, lost in the playoff. So he's had a good year. I think he was 13th in the FedEx Cup standings before the tournament yesterday. So he was had a good season. But yesterday, it was all carnage. Going into final day, Sam Burns was 4 under par. Adam Scott, 3 under par. Those guys both shot 8 over par yesterday.
Ooh.
8 over. Yeah. 78, Sam. 78 for Sam Burns and Adam Scott.
I was really pulling for Adam Scott because he's not been around, I mean, in the money for a long time.
The Aussie.
Yes.
He's 44 years old.
Sam Burns is 54.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Sam Burns is not 54.
Wait a second.
This Sam Burns is probably mid-30s. I guarantee on my life that Sam Burns is not 54 years old.
Did I read a bad report?
I believe so.
There might be a different Sam Burns. This Sam Burns is probably in his 30s, if not upper 20s.
It's not George Burns you're thinking of?
Sam
54.
No, he's not 54.
I'm going to find this.
Maybe his dad's 54. J.J. Spahn leads the turn by one shot on hole 18, has a 65-foot putt. Oh. He needs two putts to win and drains the 65-footer to win.
Oh, I did not see that.
Oh, it was awesome. One by two. It was an epic putt to win the tournament.
What's crazy is that the U.S. Open's my favorite. I didn't watch one stroke. Not one. Didn't see a second of it. Mm. Well, we had the game on Saturday. Then I was up with my dad on Sunday for Father's Day. And so, no, I did not see a second of it.
It was rained out. Oh, this is where I got caught.
Yeah, what'd you miss?
I was reading the account. And I just read it. I just read the story too fast. It said, behind 54 hole leader.
Sam Burns is 28 years old, so it's not quite 54.
And all the time I was thinking when I was reading the story, God, Sam Burns, 54.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, nice job. Nope.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
There was an hour and a half weather delay. It was just got soaked. Just saw puddles everywhere. And there was a situation where Sam Burns was still in the tournament and he was trying to get relief from the fairway. It was very soggy. He called two officials over saying, can I get relief because this is standing water? They both said no. He hooks it way left in the rough. And some people went to the spot after he hit it, and it was just absolutely soggy. For him to not get relief in that situation was probably a mistake by the USGA, and that cost him the tournament. He made a double bogey, and he was never seen from again. But it was just constantly guys hitting
out of the fairway in a puddle. Interesting.
Yes. Right, because it rained so much, if you had stood over that
puddle came from rain.
His point was this: is like how this is standing water,
not sprinklers.
It was not a sprinkler error.
If you saw the replay of afterward, it's like how would he not get relief? This was obviously an absolute pool right now he's standing in.
This tournament was a lot more interesting to me when I thought Burns was 54.
Burns is 28 years old and he did not win.
Or we thought there was a sprinkler that had been left on.
Spahn has one prior PGA Tour victory.
One. But again, wasn't a playoff.
Do you remember, Bill?
No.
It was the Valero Texas Open.
Did not.
In what 2022.
And I did not.
I don't remember
that one at all. No.
Yes, I
guarantee you he does. I'm going to tell you this right now. If I would have won one PGA tournament, I'd be very happy. Imagine Jake with the PGA Championship underneath his belt.
He'd be peacocking around the ticket.
He would be. Oh, yeah.
So you might have.
Remember 2014, the Valero?
Yeah, I won that sucker.
Yeah.
Still got the belt over here.
So you can only have one tournament victory and be ranked 25th in the world.
He's consistently in the top 15 events.
He does not win fairways, hits, greens, and regulations.
He doesn't win often, but he's usually in the top 10, top 15.
Day one stuff, Steve.
Now, it was said after there was in the press conference, he alerted people that he had a sick child on Saturday night. He had to go to the CVS pharmacy at 3 a.m. the morning of this final day. He was at CVS at 3 a.m.
That's not easy.
Wee hours of Sunday morning because he had a sick kid. Wife was obviously watching the kid at the wherever they're staying at. But he's on low sleep as he prepared for his victory.
I'm going to say that'd be a change next year. That I'm like, we're bringing a nanny. We're going to have somebody else come.
We just won $4.3 million.
Yeah, I think he's going to afford the nanny now.
Yes.
$4.3 million. That's what you get for the U.S. Open. It's pretty good.
Yes.
I hope that's
life-changing money for JJ.
Well.
Probably wouldn't be for a 54-year-old.
54 would be.
34-year-old. JJ Spahn.
He's 28.
JJ Spahn, 34 years old from L.A.
Yes. And it was, again, fun to see just, you want to see golfers at some times like this just miserable. See them as us in the rough.
See them as us.
Very interesting take. You just want to see him miserable.
He went hand to chest.
Yeah.
Fun to see him miserable.
I like to see them go through my pain of, hey, I'm in the rough. I can't get out.
Right.
I'm in this
bunker. I get it.
I four-putted a green. For one time a year, that's great.
And that's a hard course, and they make it really
probably the
hard.
Hardest course, top five hardest course in the world, Oakmont.
Yeah. One of the golfers said it was harder all week. It was hard enough yesterday, but he said, thank God they didn't make it. Wasn't like it was all week. I mean, it's still hard. So that's right outside Pittsburgh?
Is yes, that what we're talking correct. About? Yep. So congrats.
I settled in to watch it with the old man. Then the rain came.
Yeah.
So then they're showing.
They showed the 2008 U.S. Open when Tiger Woods beat Rocco Mediate.
Like it was, like, and my dad was watching it like it never happened.
Like it was real time. Come on, Rocco, you can do this. Hold on.
It was fun.
J.J. Spahn, victorious at 1 under par.
I'm driving home last night, and I don't know, this is probably about 7 o'clock, 7, 7:30, something like that, and so... And I'm talking to my awesome wife, Laura, and I go, what's going on? She goes, just watch this baseball, this baseball game. I said, yeah, it should be a good game. Yeah, I'm watching it. It's Louisville, Arizona. I go, nope, that was this afternoon. You're watching the wrong
game.
Watching
a replay.
Watching a replay. So, but
it was a good game.
It was a good game, and she was watching as if nothing happened. And she's like, oh, hang on. Yeah, you're right.
Just recorded earlier on the top.
Right here is the game we should be watching.
Oregon State and Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina won that game, by the way.
They did. They've won, was it
25 straight games now?
25 straight games.
Wow. With a first-year coach who's never been a head coach at all, he would have been a longtime assistant like you.
Assistant coach. Never went beyond that. Never...
On that note, we're going to break, and when we come back,
helps with equipment.
Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Help.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.